Blog.
Good evening and welcome to the 2012 Private Officer Security Officer Awards and Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony, broadcasting live tonight from the studios and corporate offices of Private Officer International in Charlotte, North Carolina. It is an honor and a pleasure for me to have all of you here. And those of you listening by the Private Officer Radio Network, we are glad that you are with us for this very special occasion. I would like to first begin our ceremonies tonight. If everyone could please.
5 Lincoln 103, 5 Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 9, respond to gate 437.
Tonight we will begin our ceremonies after these technical glitches with the national anthem. You may be seated at home or at your office, those of you who are joining us via the Private Officer Radio Network. Again, thank you for being here for this very special occasion. Since 2004, Private Officer International has recognized each year the extreme heroics, bravery, and commitment, loyalty, and dedication shown by our private security officers across this country and around the nation, across the world, from continent, sea to shining sea, officers protecting life and property in so many places, doing the same thing. Each day in every city and in every small town in this great nation and across the continents, even in the far reaches of this world, There are dedicated men and women who provide an invaluable service to their employer, their community, and in the battle of homeland security. Professionals who often with little training, poorly equipped, and frequently overlooked until a moment of crisis arises, are willing to do their best, often without reward or even as much as a thank you, to protect their clients' property, assets, and people. Last year, more than 37,000 of these private security professionals were assaulted or injured, and more than 114 killed while protecting the life and property here in the U.S. alone, while many more in other parts of this world were injured and killed performing the same duties. Many have paid the ultimate sacrifice for many years unnoticed. Just in the past 3 months, security officers here in the U.S. have been directly responsible for the capture of 3 homicide suspects. They have taken 9 bank robbery suspects into custody, made more than 31,000 arrests, detentions, and apprehensions of offenders, rescued and saved the lives of more than 4 dozen injured persons, averted disasters by reporting suspicious persons, and saved employers millions of dollars in damage, theft, or probable civil litigation. Just last night, in the city of St. Louis, Missouri, an alert security officer confronted a man who had firebombed the federal courthouse, leading to his capture by the security officer and a quick arrest by federal authorities on serious felony charges. Over the weekend in Fresno, California, mall security officers on patrol, alert to an arsonist in the area, was able to single-handedly capture the suspect wanted in more than 8 fires. Mall security officers were able to take this wanted felon into custody, turning him over to law enforcement to face serious arson charges. Also, just this weekend, a loss prevention agent was attacked in a town in Texas. An armed shoplifter who pulled a gun and quickly tried to kill the security officer was no match for the wit and quickness of the loss prevention agent who was able to wrestle the gun away from the shoplifter. But the shoplifter was not done attacking the security officer. At that point, he pulled out a large knife and began to proceed toward the security agent, threatening to kill him. The security officer used the shoplifter's own gun to kill the thief and limit all further injuries to shoppers or employees. These are just a few of the amazing but real stories of the unsung heroes working in today's private security field. For every security guard doing their job the wrong way, there are 3 doing it the right way, a way that should make every employer happy in knowing that someone does have their best interest at heart. Tonight, Private Officer International, our members, associates, and friends have gathered here to honor those heroes and worthy protectors and to induct the 3rd class of deserving security professionals into the Private Officer Hall of Fame. In just a moment, we will hear from Bob Chauncey, a CPP, security and law enforcement professional and chaplain for public safety and law enforcement in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Bob has a long history of working within the private security industry and alongside of public law enforcement. He understands, as I'm sure that many of you do, the important role that today's private security play, not only in the front line and in the real battle of homeland security, but in the everyday protection of businesses, large and small. Thank you. Tonight, we have come a long way from the old security guard sitting in some old, dusty, rustic guard shack in some far away, distant location with a thermos of coffee and a flashlight, trying to do his best to stay awake while protecting his employer's property and assets. The private security industry today is nothing like it was 100 years ago. Some have asked, how long has there been private security? My answer has always been, how long has man been around? There has always been some form or shape of private security, starting back in the biblical days and progressing into the 2000s, and now we have a great future ahead of us. Private security is a multifaceted industry. It is not just one faceted, one shape, one size fit all. Private security officers do everything from basic access to control to protecting nuclear sites, federal courthouses, transporting prisoners, arresting people in 14 states, acting as deputy U.S. marshals, and even law enforcement in many communities. Private security are the brunt of many jokes. Unfortunately, TV shows and comedies have used them as a subject of their jokes, laughter. But in reality, private security is nothing like that, for the most part. You can find private security officers working side by side with law enforcement, with private investigators, with retail loss prevention security consultants, alarm specialists, and a whole array of the security industry. It is because of this diversified field that many security officers get the chance to interact with the public and to help them in some way or the other. Sometimes it's just a small thing, finding a lost purse or a lost child. Sometimes it's in heroic measures, like rescuing someone from a car accident, from a fire, apprehending a burglary, robbery, or even murder suspect. Sometimes in exchanging gunfire with those who want to do harm to their employer, their employees, or their customers. Unfortunately, private security as a whole has gone unrecognized except when something bad goes wrong. It's always the front page story when someone does something bad, and seldom do they get the credit that they deserve when they do it the right way, when they avert disaster, when they help the injured, when they prevent damage, theft, fire, or death. That's why, as an international private security and law enforcement organization, private officer will continue to be on the front line with them, recognizing and awarding those deserving unsung heroes. It is our commitment to be able to search them out and to recognize each and every one of them for all that they have done and all that they do for not only their employer, but for their communities, for the employer's patrons, customers, and employees. Tonight, we have a small list of those deserving, heroic, brave, professional, and dedicated security officers from around the nation and in several countries. But we know that there are hundreds and even thousands of others who are just as deserving. Tonight, we will also induct 7 new members of the Private Officer Hall of Fame. 3 years ago, while sitting and talking with other members of a different Hall of Fame, someone asked, does the security industry have a Hall of Fame? And I thought just a split second and said, no. There had been no such Hall of Fame. There had been no talk from any organization or association of starting one. Probably many thought there was no need to have one. And so it was at that moment that the concept and the reality was born. The Private Officer International Hall of Fame for Private Security Officers. We are truly excited and honored to be able to induct 7 more into this Hall of Fame. Each year, we will continue to seek out those deserving, special, heroic, brave, and dedicated officers to include them into this highest honor and induct them also into the Hall of Fame. Tonight, as we recognize the many men and women who truly make a difference on the front line day after day, we do realize that there are hundreds and even thousands of other private security officers just as deserving who should be recognized by their peers, their employees, their employers, and in this nation for all to be recognized for all that they do and for all that they give each day. The long hours, the poor pay, the countless sleepless nights that so many give so that a business or a school, a church or a hospital might be protected, disaster averted, and criminals apprehended and arrested. Though we often try to make contact with these officers, it is often impossible, either because the media does not include the officer's name, their employer refuses to cooperate in connecting them with us for fear that we're the bad guys out for retaliation, or the press wanting just an interview, and in some cases, the security officer themselves choose to remain anonymous. And so tonight, we would like to honor a few of those unsung heroes with the award that they so deservingly should receive and be recognized for. Tonight, we will begin with an award that we call the Excellence in Action Award. This award is presented to those dedicated professionals who continue to assist their employer, who continue in dedicated, loyal ways, professional security officers who stand out among their peers. In Nashville, Tennessee tonight, we would like to recognize Jimmy Rogers Jr., the owner of a security company, a longtime law enforcement and security professional, dedicated, committed to the private security industry, and to Private Officer International. We also would like to recognize Sergeant William Pingley, also Nashville, Tennessee, who is extremely dependable and loyal. Without fail, he is always on time, early, always on post, willing to do whatever needs to be done and assist his employer beyond the call of duty. Also winning this award tonight, Leonard Gabois, Hazelcrest, Illinois, a professional, dedicated, loyal, kind of in the background type security officer. Always going above and beyond, but never being recognized by employers or others. A dedicated lifetime member of POI. We want to recognize you tonight, Leonard. Also in this category, Mike Thornhill of Nashville, Tennessee, for his commitment and dedication in the private security industry, a security director for a college, an advocate for POI and the new Nashville chapter. His dedication and loyalty has not gone unnoticed. Kurt Michael Davis in Des Moines, Iowa. A stealthy, loyal security professional committed to the industry for more than 31 years. we salute you tonight. Don Williams in Dallas, Texas, a TSA officer who recently found more than $9,500 in an envelope in the terminals of the DFW airport. Don could have easily slipped that cash away, and probably no one would have been the wiser. But being a professional, upright security professional, Don notified his supervisor and tracked down the owner, who had already reached his destination on the other side of the country. But he took it upon himself to make sure, through diligent work, that the money had been returned to the rightful owner. Don Williams, Dallas, Texas, we salute you tonight. And now we will hear from our guest, Mr. Chauncey.
Greetings, and it's certainly good to be with you tonight and to congratulate you and Private Officer on what you're doing to honor those in the profession, many who are the unseen heroes that are there to serve both their private clients and also to serve the public when the public becomes part of the area that they're responsible for, and their safety and security of the public comes that way.
Thank you, sir. And if you'd like to tell us a little bit about yourself, please feel free to do so.
Sure. Well, I go back, I guess, a long way, starting in private security after about 7 years in law enforcement, and just deciding that, you know, being a little bit smarter maybe today than I was then, but thinking that I could do a better job for my clients on a private basis than I could as a law enforcement or public local police officer. I saw where we as police officers were restricted at times to events and activities that happened on private property, and that there was a need for private property to have some of the same protection that we offered the public. And those were the old watchman days before we had Department of Criminal Justice regulating, licensing, and training private security. And I think that a private officer is a good example of what our industry has come to. And today, even though I am again, once again, sworn as a deputy sheriff and serve as a police chaplain and the sheriff's chaplain here in Hampton Roads, Virginia, I still think that I have that interest in helping those that have a need, and I see such a change. When I came along in private security, I was the first person in Hampton Roads, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Virginia, to take the exam as a CPP, a Certified Protection Professional. It was a new career opportunity that I almost didn't recognize. When it first came out, I mean, I could have been grandfathered because of my length of time, but I thought, no, this is 1979, it's just initials behind the name, and I don't really need that. My clients know I'm doing a good job. A little bit later, I saw something in the Wall Street Journal where it referred to an ad seeking a security manager, a CPP or equivalent, and I thought, oops, I probably should have done that. We had two members of our American Society for Industrial Security local chapter that had grandfathered, and they teased me about, you better hurry up and do it. There's only a month or two left that you can grandfather. And I thought, nah, if I grandfather now, I'll just be like them, and I'll never hear the end of it that I followed them. So I decided to go down to Miami at some great expense in a way for a guy in private security to take the exam, and if I passed it, great. They'd never hear the end of their being a grandfathered. And if I didn't pass it, nobody would ever know but me. And so I took that step, and thankfully I passed it and became the first CPP by exam here in Hampton Roads. Today there are a number of others, and the local Ezra's chapter and law enforcement and private security here have seen others come along. But I wanted to be a professional when I was a police officer. I wanted to be a professional in private security. And I think private officer is doing today for private security what we didn't have then, and that's offering professionalism, offering opportunities for recognition, such as this award program that you're doing. And I commend you and thank you for what you're doing for those that you serve.
Thank you, sir. You are definitely right. The private security industry has come a long way. If you would like to hold, I invite you to give the invocation prayer at the end of our service in about 15 minutes, or you may call back to do that, whichever is best for you.
I'll go in and hang on and listen to the rest of the program right here. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Continuing on with our award presentation tonight, in the Director's Award category, Kevin Kavanaugh, Little Rock, Arkansas, a 14-year security professional and veteran of law enforcement, is a dedicated, loyal, hardworking security professional recognized by his peers, by the community leaders in the community where he lives, and his clients. Stanley Carpenter, Kansas City, Missouri, another dedicated security company owner, prior law enforcement captain, and a military veteran. Stanley is a lifetime member of POI, dedicated, loyal, and committed to the industry and to making it a much more professional environment for all levels of private security. Also, from Nashville, Tennessee, we recognize Trina Rogers, a co-owner of a security company who has, for several years, committed herself to the industry of private security, and now, as a loyal and dedicated member of POI and the new chapter manager, we recognize her assistance, her leadership in getting the Nashville regional chapter off the ground, and all that she is doing to make Chapter 301 one of the best in the nation. The next category that we would like to honor tonight is the Officer of the Year, broken down into regions. In the Western region, Catherine Lane of San Diego, California, a 34-year veteran of private security, investigations, and everything that has to do with the private sector. Catherine is a longtime professional, a supporter of POI, and someone who is dedicated to the industry, especially where it has to do with training. Training has always been her heart, and tonight we recognize Catherine Lane. In the Eastern region, Brian Baker of Columbus, Ohio, a private investigator and security supervisor. The Northern region, William Holtz of Buffalo, New York, another longtime private security and prior law enforcement professional. And in the Southeast region, Stanley Carpenter of Atlanta, Georgia. In the lifetime achievement area, these four dedicated, loyal, hardworking, professional security owners and directors, law enforcement officers who have given their life, their experience, their time, and their dedication to both the private security industry and law enforcement. Danny Deere, a lifetime member of POI from Baltimore, Maryland. Jay Buford Toon, the owner of a security training company and 35-year veteran of the Nashville Police Department. Frank Turvey, a 20-year veteran of the LA Sheriff's Department, who then left to go back to his country in the UK to begin a private security business. And after many years of serving the security industry, he had another calling and recently took over as a leading pastor in the Canary Islands in Spain. And last but not least in this category, Greg Lung, a longtime supporter of Private Officer International, a longtime security professional, a director of a regional hospital in Lincoln, Nebraska. These four dedicated individuals between them have more than 150 years of experience. We would also like to recognize a group of outstanding citizens, private security professionals who helped to rescue those in need without the thought of their own well-being. Carl T. Doughty, Jr. of Santa Maria, California, performed CPR on a park officer who suddenly began choking and stopped breathing. It was because of Carl's immediate reactions, experience, and training that he was able to save this park officer and to recover him without any injury. Charles Franks in Minneapolis, Minnesota, performed CPR and used an AED to save a man who was in cardiac arrest and was otherwise dead. It was through Charles' own effort, alone and without any backup or assistance, that he took the man without a pulse and brought him back to life in a quick second. Kendra Williams, Atlanta, Georgia, performed the Heimlich maneuver to save a coworker who was choking and gasping for air. Michael P. Ralphs, Cincinnati, Ohio, was returning to his office after assisting Cincinnati police in serving a warrant on an individual when he witnessed a car crash into a light pole. The subject was unresponsive and not breathing. Several other bystanders had been working to break out the victim's car window and extricate the victim. Michael prepared to do CPR on him and immediately began to resuscitate him. After about 5 minutes, the victim came back to life, and with the assistance of paramedics, the victim was transported and recovered after a short admittance into the hospital. Mark Warren, a security officer and retired law enforcement officer at the Nebraska Furniture Mart. Mark was on duty one day when all of a sudden a family began to scream. Mark, in his calming way, went to look to see what was going on. Immediately observing that a young child was not breathing, he began to perform CPR. A nurse who was shopping in the store joined him, and together they revived the little baby girl. The child, who was not even 1 year old, had suffered a seizure while the family was shopping and went into cardiac arrest. Just recently, within the last week, in Denver, Colorado, two security officers have been hailed as heroes and angels. While on duty at the Denver Health Care Systems Hospital, they responded to an accident off property across from where the hospital was located. A vehicle had crashed into another and plunged down 20 feet into a cold, icy river. The two security officers scaled down part of the embankment and then had to jump more than 10 feet and into freezing water. Together, side by side, the two security professionals worked and were able to cut the driver out of the overturned vehicle, perform first aid, and save the man's life. These are just a few who perform this type of duty every day. In the Meritorious Award category tonight, we recognize the security director of High Point University, Jeff Kopokovich, the security director and public safety director of the campus. Jeff has made the campus totally secure since taking the position. There has been an amazing drop in crime, an awesome number of new and innovative safety and physical security measures have occurred under his command. His leadership, his experience has been incorporated into the new state of our technologies and into the new way of doing business in the Security and Public Safety Department. Changes that have increased the security and well-being of employees and clients, and because of this, his employer has nominated and we have awarded Jeff the Meritorious Award. From Dublin, Ireland, George Mihaya, a security-devoted professional who has often gone out of his way to provide elite security services above and beyond his employer's request, often doing things to help people, to save people, and to provide the ultimate security service. From Columbia, Tennessee tonight, we recognize Lawrence Coates, a dedicated, loyal security professional, a strike force professional, a dedicated member of his community volunteer fire department, rescue service, and a longtime dedicated POI member. Larry is one of those people that often is in the background. He just does his job. He just does more than is expected. And tonight we recognize Officer Coates. Franklin Wright of Albany, New York, assisted police recently in the capture of a burglary. While the burglary suspect fled out of the warehouse, Officer Wright, who had already dialed 911, quickly turned around, ran through the property, and blocked the burglar from escaping while police closed in. Beatrice Moore, Montgomery, Alabama, assisted police in the capture of an armed robbery suspect after a robbery at a fast food restaurant. While she was on her lunch break, not even working for her employer, she gave chase of the robbery suspect and cornered him in a parking lot with her vehicle while police closed in. Amy Roberts, Macon, Georgia, a longtime law enforcement officer who recently switched to the private security industry. Officer Roberts on duty overnight hours at a restaurant thwarted a robbery in progress and was able to get and subdue the suspect until backup could arrive. Michael C. Bly, Sacramento, California, captured a robbery suspect who had fled a nearby bank. He had seen the suspect fleeing. He had heard police responding. He took it upon himself to confront, apprehend, and detain the suspect at gunpoint until police could get there and cuff the suspect up. Again, another example of how private security officers every day go above and beyond the norm. As I stated earlier, these are just some of the hundreds and thousands of worthy individuals working in the security industry who truly are the unsung heroes. In the category for the Medal of Valor, three individuals working at a bowling alley in Nashville, Tennessee, about 6 months ago, came under fire from possible gang members. While working inside the property, security officers saw an armed man pull his weapon and began to fire. Security officers rushed toward the man, weapons drawn, and engaged him, protecting the lives of the customers and employees of the bowling alley. Officer Kane Atter in Nashville acted quickly to protect customers and employees as he put himself between them and the door while the suspected gang members firing at security officers fled from the building. Officer Altair stood at the entrance, gun in hand, firing back, preventing them from re-entering the building. When asked why he didn't just take cover, he said, "I could only think about protecting the people and making sure that these people, these gang members, did not re-enter the building. Officer Jerome Inman, also employed by the same security company, was instrumental in assisting the security officer and engaged also. Supervisor Deputy Chief Eric Gordon also responded, and it was with his leadership and support during the shooting incident that no security officers, no customers were injured during this violent attack by these armed suspects. Gabriel Grohol, a security officer at the Carousel Center in New York, was recently honored for helping the Syracuse police officer subdue a violent suspect armed with a sawed-off shotgun during a disturbance at the mall in February in DeWitt, New York. Although Gabriel knew that the suspect was armed, he saw police struggling to get the man into custody, not thinking about his own safety, but about the safety of the customers in the mall. Officer Gabriel rushed to the aid of police and helped to get the suspect into custody and disarm him. For that, he was recently awarded by the Syracuse Police Department. David Morrison, a security director and manager for Mayor's Department Store in Longview, Washington. Just about 4 months ago, while trying to apprehend a shoplifter, he was seriously injured. The shoplifter pulled a hatchet and with one quick, swift slash, cut most of an ear off from Mr. Morrison. But David continued to struggle with the shoplifter, preventing his escape and assisting the best that he could. Police soon caught up with the suspect, and he has recently been found guilty and sentenced to prison. David Feldman, Charleston, South Carolina, assisted in the arrest of multiple burglary suspects, putting himself in harm's way. And George Lehman of New York, just within the last 3 weeks, assisted in the takedown of two armed suspects who had shot several customers at a fast food restaurant. Again, fine examples of those security officers who are willing to put themselves in harm's way in the protection of life and property. These are truly the unsung heroes, and we salute them tonight. In the next category, we would like to recognize seven deserving, dedicated, loyal, professional private security officers, some who have paid the ultimate price. Tonight, as we induct them into the Private Officer Hall of Fame, the third class of the Hall of Fame, Julio Garcia, a longtime security officer in Los Angeles, California, was killed February of last year while on the TV set of NCIS. Mr. Garcia was trying to get several pedestrians out of the way of a speeding vehicle when he was struck and killed on the scene of the TV set. Keith Seagrave, Chicago, Illinois. In February 2012, while attempting to prevent a robbery suspect from re-entering the store after committing a robbery, he was shot to death. Gary Castillo of Lawrenceville, Georgia, was shot to death March 15, 2011, as he worked as an armored car guard for Garda during a cash pickup and robbery. He was shot to death immediately from exiting the store. Frank Turvey, a dedicated, loyal law enforcement and private security officer for many years, Frank has been inducted because of his dedication, even today, to the security industry. Robert Dale St. Clair of Dallas, Texas, in May 11, 2011, while entering a restaurant that he was patrolling in a shopping center, Officer St. Clair was shot to death by an armed robbery suspect who was in the middle of robbing the restaurant. The community, his co-workers, and the restaurant owners, all in shock, all said that Officer St. Clair had performed his duty diligently, dedicatedly, every day. He was there doing his job, helping, saving, preventing. And unfortunately, that's what he was doing at the time of his death. And Verna Littlejohn of Tucson, Arizona, a die-hard advocate for the private security industry, an advocate for training, professionalism, for helping to progress private security through the Indian territories in Arizona and New Mexico. Tonight, these are your inductees into the third class of the Hall of Fame. I wish that there was a way to adequately recognize and reward each and every security officer who every day, with all of their heart, continue to protect and serve their employers, their communities, and those who often don't even know that they're there. We have identified almost 30 others who we intend on recognizing and will publish their names along with all of those whom I have just read both on our main website and in our national press release in the upcoming week. All of tonight's recipients will receive a plaque or certificate either directly mailed to them or through their local chapter or employer. It has been my sincere honor to recognize a few of the heroes tonight, the dedicated men and women of the private security industry. Be sure to join us tomorrow night on the conference call for the Independent Marketing Associates and Taking It to the Streets, a grassroots marketing campaign that allows you to bring our association products, services, and training to your local community while making income. Be part of this excitement tomorrow. Call the conference line at 712-432-0800. The PIN number to gain access to the call is 843-081. Again, the phone number, 712-432-0800. The PIN number to gain access is 843-081. We will ask that Chaplain Bob close out the service tonight with this concluding invocation prayer that every security officer, no matter where you are, be protected, recognized, and rewarded. Bob, would you close with that prayer, please?
Father God, we thank you for what you allow those in private security to do, to help protect, to serve, to safeguard, and to provide an easier way of life, a way of enjoying the life they have. We know that regardless of our religion, our faith, our beliefs, that we have a Creator that has enabled and endeavored us to do one for the other. And we just thank you for those that serve. We thank you for those that give their time, give their devotion, and occasionally give their lives to protect and to serve others, whether it be public safety, private security, those that serve us in the military, here at home or far away. They are all providing a much-needed service that helps us to be a stronger community, a safer nation, and a better place to live. We ask that you be with the family members of those that are gone. Comfort, provide for them. Give them strength and peace in knowing that there is a better day. We commend those that have been honored tonight, and we also commend those who may not have been chosen to be honored, but who have gone beyond the call and who have stepped out to protect and to serve. We just know that no matter what we do in this life, it's how we live it and how we serve others that will benefit us and that will one day give us the right to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Father, we just ask that you be with those, watch over, guide, protect them, and help them all to go home safe to their family and friends at the end of their shifts. Amen.
Amen. I appreciate that, Chaplain, and I will be in touch with you this week. Thank you for
Look
your
Look forward to talking to you. Congratulations. It's a great program. I congratulate all those that won, and I hope that next year you'll have an even greater list and some even greater accomplishments that those that are members of Private Officer International, POI, who may have heard this or see word about it, will have the opportunity to join in. Be safe.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening. And this will conclude tonight's 2012 Private Officer Award Ceremony. Thank you, and God bless. We'll see you back here on the radio.